With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former White House Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says time ran out on the Iranians after President Trump gave them a 60-day window to negotiate a nuclear deal.
The Iranians thought that they were back in the doom loop and they could just kind of tap him along, as he says, and string this out. And he just finally said no, and the Israelis said, we're ready, this is our plan. And the Americans said, okay, we're not going to participate in the attacks on Iran, but we will support your defenses.
And Coates disagrees strongly with those who say that Israel is the aggressor in this conflict.
Israel has spent the last 20 months avoiding a wider regional war, and the Iranians have been the aggressors here. They're the ones who attacked Israel directly last April for the first time, or a year ago April for the first time, and then they did it again in October.
As the Senate moves to pass their version of the massive Republican bill, a familiar face is being seen on Capitol Hill, hoping to help move things along. Bernie Bennett explains.
Mark Meadows, former North Carolina congressman and former chief of staff to President Trump's first administration, has reemerged as a behind-the-scenes sounding board for Republican hardliners who view him as an informal conduit to the White House as they try to shape the president's big, beautiful bill. Meadows has maintained a foothold on the hard right as a senior partner in the Conservative Partnership Institute, where the current iteration of the House Freedom Caucus, which Meadows once led, huddles for its weekly meetings, and he keeps in frequent contact with the group's members. Those conversations have heated up in recent weeks as the GOP mega bill has moved to the top of the Capitol Hill agenda. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In the Senate, legislation continuing, a lot of talk, regulating a form of cryptocurrency called stablecoins. This is SRN News. Well, Democrats out of step when it comes to transgenderism.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven families filing suit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. Legislation signed in April by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It resembles legislation in Louisiana and Texas. The suit says the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. Salt Lake City, late Sunday night, five people shot, three of them fatally, at a carnival. One of the dead, a baby.
We have an 18-year-old male who is deceased at the scene. We have a 41-year-old female bystander who was hit by gunshots and was taken to the hospital and passed away. We have an 8-month-old infant who was also hit by gunfire and was taken to the hospital and passed away.
West Valley City spokeswoman Roxanne Vainuku. It's just not something you would think would ever happen, but the Louvre failed to open on time Monday, leaving thousands of people stuck in line. A union rep there says that employees of the famed museum were protesting working conditions, saying disruption caused by movement among front house staff, reception, and security teams. More details at srnnews.com.